Most people don't look at a road atlas these days when they need to go somewhere. However, if you visit Baker, Montana, you might appreciate looking at one, for it will show you there is a lot of wide open space around this town. And those distances might just tell you it's time to get some gas. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Melissa Roost and her husband are both fifth-generation citizens of Baker, Montana, a town of about 1,800 people in the southeastern part of the state.
This was traditional hunting grounds for the Cheyenne and the Mandan, Hidatsa, Arikara, the Crow, the Sioux, and Assiniboine.
Settlers began putting down roots in the area in the late 1800s.
There were a lot of cattle and sheep herders in this area, and there were some natural springs right where Baker is at right now. So it got to be kind of a camp spot. It was known as Lorraine originally, and then 1908, the railroad came through.
This town was named Baker for the surname of a railroad engineer. Those springs were seen as an asset by the railroad, which turned that water source into a lake.
The lake came about because of those natural springs. The railroad wanted to use that water to cool the steam engines, so they dug the lake and then piped it over to the tracks and then found out that the water was pretty alkaline and it actually corroded their engines.
The lake remains today with some beaches, boating, and well-stocked with fish. Baker is the largest town for quite some distance. Melissa is used to the remoteness of this place, but she remembers a conversation with two visitors when they saw an important sign in town.
And they're like, excuse me, is it really 80 miles until you can get gas again? Yep, it really is. That's real. You might want to gas up.
It's a town surrounded by a lot of wide open spaces, and that suits Melissa and many others just fine. But if you visit, well, you may want to remember to gas up while in town. Traveling the countryside in Baker, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.